The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Abraham ben Esther, the Rabbi Moshe ben Nuna, Ruach Hashem Terechem began Eden Amim. We begin today's daf in Ayin Gimel Amud Bet. We are starting on the bottom of Ayin Gimel 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines up. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now we have to get the Mishnah good. We had a very important fundamental machloket in the first Mishnah and the Perek regarding a Minhat Choteh of a Kohen. Kohen made a sin, he's got to bring a Mincha. How is it brought? So the Bishimon said, Nikmetzet, take your Mitzah. So now you have the Komet you put on the Mizbeah, obviously. And the leftovers, you also put it on the Mizbeah, he says. So bottom line, everything's going on the Mizbeah. Kimitzah goes on first, and then the rest of the Mincha. Whereas according to Tanakama said no, it goes straight on the Mizbeah. Because the Mishnah just listed, these are the Minachot that are Nikmatzot, and the Shidayim go to the Kohanim. The whole list of things over here. And it says over here as well, that's it. It says Minhat Hoteh v'Yisrael. It's also about Yisraelim bringing in the Mishnah. Minhat Hoteh said the Shiraim goes on the Mizbeah, and the Komets goes on the Mizbeah, the Shiraim the Kohanim eat. Regular Minhat Hoteh. Mashenken Minhat Hoteh v'Kohen, Tarekama did not mention, because he also doesn't commit on that. It all goes on the Mizbeah straight. Because the Mishnah wants to know, Kimitzah goes separately, and then the Shiraim goes on separately. That's the Shita of the Mishnah. The Gemara today is going to analyze this Shita, where did it come from, and what's the Mekorot. So the Mishnah on Omer, in Hat Chotei Shul Kohanin, I'm calling the Mishnah, Nikmetzet, Ve'akomet Shula Karev Al HaMizbeah Bifnei Atzma, Ve'ashinayim Shula Karev Al HaMizbeah Bifnei Atzma. Fine. Mina Nemile. What's the Mekorot? Detanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. So it's written in the Torah, Vayeta Lakohen Kamincha. Okay, let's open up the Pesukim over here. It's in Vayikra He Yud Gimal. So we can get a better context of the Pesukim over here. Vayikra He Yud Gimal. That is correct. So the Pesuk says like this. Let's start actually earlier. Okay, not the sigya do the shteturim. You can't afford the shteturim. Now this is talking about the Minhat Choteh over here. Okay, the whole chapter of it is talking about. If you look at earlier, oh, you got betumat adam, v'ne'elam memenu, nefeshkiti shabal lebatim besfatayim, oh, averot that were committed. So it says he can't afford, let's say, to even bring a shteturim, so he brings a mincha. V'im lo tasig yado l'shteturim, o l'shte b'nei yonah, v'bit korbanot sh'ata asit, ha'efas solet l'chata, lo yasim alei ha'shemen, there's no oil on the mincha t'chotev, lo yiten alei ribona, ki hatati, it's a hatati, it's a kapara, so it's not nice to bring a fancy korban for a kapara. Fine. V'biyad ha'kohen, you bring it to the kohen, v'kamatz ha'kohen memena melo kumtso, he takes the comments at Askarata Bektira Mizbecha, Ali Shay Hashem on the fire, Hatati, the Chiper Alab Kohen, Al Hatato, Asher Hata, and the Kohen will Mechaper on Hatato. Oh, now it's talking about Hatato. What is Hatato? On his sin, Asher Hata, that he sinned, Me'achat Me'ele, one of the sins that we mentioned above. And it will be to the Kohen as a Mincha. So now the Gemara is going to analyze this Pasuk over here. What is it talking about? What's the context? What are the words? The Gemara begins. This is my Minhat Choteh. Regular Minhat Choteh. What do we learn from over there? Vayetala Kohen Kamincha. Peshuto Shel Mikra, meaning just to get the Pshat. Shishire Minhat Choteh of Yisrael Ne'akalim LaKohanim. Very good. That's what the Pasuk means. V'ayetan LaKohen Kamincha. I mean the leftovers, he eats it like every other Minha that the Kohen eats the Shirayim. Simple Pshat in the Pasuk. Okay? So Gemara is Doreshet. Hayta lakohen kamincha shete avodata kesherabo. This comes to teach me Hadush. That if the Kohen himself is the sinner, so he brings his own mincha. You don't need another Kohen to bring his mincha if he sinned. He can bring his mincha himself. So you explain the pasuk like this: Vayetan laKohen, which means im minchat achotei shel Kohen. It's like a mincha that just like his own mincha nidava, let's say, he brings himself. So too his minchat chotei he'll bring himself. So the pasuk is reading like this according to Zerash: Vayetan laKohen, if the mincha belongs to the Kohen because he's the sinner, kamincha. It's like a regular mincha. Just like he brings his regular mincha, so he brings. When he gets to eating, he brings his mincha chote as well. So Gemara says, "Ata omer shete'avodah kesherabo, u'enu el latir mincha chote shel kohanim." Who told you? Maybe it's coming to tell me, not that the avodah is kesherabo, but maybe it's coming to tell me that the shirayim he eats. Read it like this: Vayetal kohen, meaning the shirayim of the mincha kohen. It's like a regular mincha, just like a regular mincha that Israel brings. Doesn't he eat the leftovers? So the Torah is telling you about it. Tell the Kohen, when he brings his own mincha, he eats it. Uma ani mekayim v'chol minchat Kohen kalil tehiye lo te'achel. Well, I have a problem. Open up Perek Vav Pasuk Tet Zayin. Important to see all these inside, so you take it to see it. In Tzayin it says, "V'chol minhat kohen, any minhav a kohen, kalil tehiye, all goes on the mizbeach, lo ta'achil, you do not eat it." Now if you can explain it this way, that's going to tell me the minhat chote of a kohen, the leftovers he eats, but clearly it says over here, lo ta'achil. So how would you square that off? So he says, I would say minhat nidbato, aval chovato tehe ne'echelet, which means, what are you going to say? That the nidava, no, but the chova, yeah, which means, maybe I'll make that chiluk. That this is talking about a nidava, lo te'achel. But this is minhat chote, which is a chova, maybe the chova he has to eat. That's the chiluk that I would make. I could learn the pasuk lo ta'achil, because this pasuk already committed to minhat chote. That's a chova. So I would read it. Vayitala kohen. If the kohen is bringing himself, come and ha. He's the shirayim. And what is the pasuk mino lo ta'achil? That's why minhat. The davar. That's what I could say. So Gemara said no. Talmud Omar. Vayitala kohen. Come and ha. Makish chovato le nidbato. Ma nidbato ena ne'echelet. Af chovato ena ne'echelet. So. Once already, it says in the Pesukim over here, "V'chol minhat kohen kalil lo te'achel." It's coming to tell me, oh, actually, when it says over here, "Kamincha," that means when he brings his minhat chote, it's kamincha. It's like his other minachot, and just like his other minachot, it's kalil tokta lo te'achel. So too his minhat chote is lo te'achel. So we prove that point that when it comes to the minhat kohen chote, it all goes on the mizbeah. We don't know how it goes on the mizbeah yet, but we just know it's not eaten. It's not eaten by the kohanim. There's no shirayim. Now comes the Gemara and says, right, this would be tanakama. Tanakama put it all on the mizbeah. Kalil toktal. No komets, no. All on the mizbeah, like tanakama of the Mishnah. Amar bishimon. Vechi ne'emar vayeta lakohen. Kiminhato? Does it say in the pasuk kiminhato, like his mincha, which would mean kalil tokar, but it doesn't say that. V'halo lo ne'emar ela kaminha. It's just like a mincha, like whose mincha? Le'akish minhat chotesh shel kohanim kiminhat chotesh shel Yisrael. He makes a different hekesh. He says vayetal lakohen. Kam mincha, it's referring to the mincha of Israel, and therefore, ma minchat chotesh Israel nikmetzet, af minchat chotesh el kohanim nikmetzet. So that's how he learned kimitza. He has a good point of Bishimon. It doesn't say kiminchato. which you're connecting it to Khalil Tuktar, it says Kimincha. Is Mincha? Like the Mincha of a regular Yisrael Chote. What happens to Mincha of Yisrael Chote? Shinayim goes to the Kohen. So to his own Mincha of a Chote, Kohen, he gets there's a Kometz. That's the point. There's a Kometz. So it says, Nikmetz, I'm not talking about Nikmetz. Ah, Ima Mincha Totesh Yisrael Nikmetz B'Shirah Nekalim. Af Mincha Totesh Kohen Nikmetz B'Shirah Nekalim. Oh, so maybe you'll tell me, if you're comparing it, compare it all the way. Tell me that what the Shiraim will go to the Kohanim, just like the Shiraim of a regular Mincha goes to the Kohanim. The Shiraim of the Minchat Chotem, the Kohen, should also go to the Kohanim. Ah, no. Why no? Tamud Omar, La Kohen Ka Mincha. La Kohen Ka Mincha, Velo La Ishin Ka Mincha. Oh, what's this dirash? To the Kohen, it's like a Mincha. But to the fire, it's not like a Mincha. Mazer, Lashi. Now we're reading on this Perek Lashi Ketav Yad. There's two Lashis over here, as we explained. The Lashi on top is not Miyuhas Lashi. The bottom Ketav Yad is the more authentic Lashi. It's Lashi Ketav Yad. La Kohen Ka Mincha. Tema shetalui la'asot b'kohen de menachat chotem shel Yisrael kelomad de nekmeset v'no la'ishim ke menachat chotem davadai lo ne'achel. Which means the part that the kohen does, the kohen, they're equal. What does the kohen do in a regular mincha? Kemitzah. So whatever the kohen does in a regular mincha, he does in the menachat chotem, his own menachat chotem. But lo le'ishim. But the stuff that goes on the fires are different. Which means, in the regular mincha, the kometz goes on the fire, and the rest of it gets eaten. And over here, everything's going to go on the fire. So, regarding the kohen service, which is the kemitzah, the kohen, they're equal. Avalo le'ishim. But what goes on the fire, there is going to be a difference. What's the difference? The Gemara is going to speak it out. Hakitzat. Kometz kareb be'atzmo. Bishiraim kerevim be'atzman, which means you bring the kometz first, and then what do you do with the shiraim? Well, you don't eat it.
He agrees with Kamad and don't eat.
No, he agrees don't eat, but he doesn't agree that you just don't cook kometz. You only do two stages. You put the kometz like kohen. The kohen teaches me you need a kometz, because just like Menhat Israel has a kometz, so like kohen.
Tanakama holds there's no kometz.
Tanakama just put holding on his mezbeach. Then there be Shimon says, "Kometz v'arkach, take the leftovers and put on the mizbeach as well." So Gemara says, "Good, Rashi, good Rashi, fine." So comes the Gemara and says, "Now, what did Tanakama learn? Tanakama learned when it said v'hayitala kohen kamincha. His derash was on this pasuk that what that he can bring his own mincha." Even though he's a choteh, he brings it himself. Vayeta la kohen. If the mincha belongs to the kohen, come mincha. It's like every other mincha. Just like he brings the minachot, he brings his own mincha as well. That was Tanakama. Gemara Zoresh. Ha shete avodata kesherabu me'acha nafka me'atam nafka. We know from a different pasuk that Tirash. Now we know. Minayin la kohen sheba umakriv kol benotat bechol et. How do we know that a kohen, even though he's not part of the mishmar, even though it's not his week up, he can bring any mincha at any time that he wants? Tamud lomar uba bechol avat nafsho v'shiret. He can come at his heart's desire and serve. So that means what? He brings his own mincha. Imat amadamin ani mi ledavar she'en ba'al chet. Aval davar she'ba'al chet, lo. I would have said maybe that person told about some nidavot. But who says maybe when it comes for a head, maybe he cannot bring. I can make a haluk. So therefore I wouldn't know hatayim. That's why I need the pasuk to come and tell me in the context of minhat choteh. It says when it belongs to the kohen, when you tell the kohen, come in ha, that he brings it himself. From the other pasuk I would only know in nidavot. But not, or not nidavot. Things that are not for kapara. But things that are for kapara maybe not. Oh, behan name me'acha nafka. Which means we still know it from another place. Me'atam nafka. It says v'chiper hakohen al nefesh ashogeget bechet'a bishkaga melamed shakohen mitkaper al yedei atzmo. Okay, let's see that pasuk. It's in Bamidbar Tet Vav Chafet. Open up Bamidbar Tet Vav Chafet. Again, it's beneficial to see these pesukim inside. There's a lot of pesukim. V'im nefesh achat techata b'shkaga. Okay, a person sins b'shogeg. V'kli v'ezbat shenata l'chatat. He brings a korban l'chatat. V'kiper ha-kohen al ha-nefesh ha-shogeget. The kohen is mechaper on the nefesh. B'chata b'shkaga l'fnei Hashem. For the sin, mechaper alav v'neslach lo. Simple pashat. The Kohen is bringing the Korban and mechaperin for the Yisrael. Now, what is the context of it? What was the sin over here? This is the Pesukim over there talking about a Pari Alem Davar Shel Tzibur. Right? The Sanhedrin made a mistake and a ruling over there. Well, actually, nefesh achat techata. This is not the Pari Adin. This is a regular
individual.
Regular individual. Before that, it's talking about the Pari Adin. This is a regular one. Sha'ar averot, Rashi says. Yachid bevi kisma u'seira. Fine. Now, what does this pasuk teach me? So we learn from this. Melamed shakuen mitkaper al yedei atzmo. How do they learn from this? Because mitkaper al yedei atzmo. Is this pasuk about a kohen that made a sin? It sounds like it's talking about a yachid that made a sin. So the Farshim explain over here that this is talking about the sin of Avodah Zarah. The Chiper HaKohen al HaNefesh Lo Haya Sarich Losi Bechet'a. What does it say Bechet'a? Bechet'a extras coming to teach me, even if it's his sin, even if he's the one that transgressed it. Bechet'a 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 in his sin. Oh, so I have a pasuk that's coming to tell me what? That the Kohen brings his own korban of a shgagah to mechaper on himself. So what do I need again? The pasuk that Tanakama brought in Vayikra, Vayitan Kohen kamincha. What do I need that pasuk to come and tell me that he's mechaper for himself?
I know it already
from this pasuk over here, that the Kohen's mechaper for himself. That says, Imahi, Havaminahani midi b'shogeg. Wow. I would have thought, yes, this pasuk is about a shogeg. Maybe the Kohen only brings his own korban when the sin was b'shogeg. But how do I know that even if he did the sin b'mezid, he could bring his korban and mechaper himself? Now, what's mezid? When do you ever bring a korban? B'mezid. But the Gemara is going to tell us, kamash ma'alan, that this pasuk over here in Vayikra teaches that even if he did a sin b'mezid, he brings his own korban to kapara. Gemara asks, "B'mezid hechi mashkahatla?" What's the case of mezid that they bring a mincha? Bezadon shivua ta'idut. Do you know testimony for me? I swear I don't know testimony. He swore b'mezid made a shivua. It has to be a korban. That's one of the cases where mezid brings a mincha. So the hadush, if the kohen did that, he has to bring his own korban. That's the hadush. Good. Now we go further. We had a machloket between Rabbi Shimon. Is there a kibitza by a minhat chote of a kohen? Everybody agrees it goes on the mizbayah. That's not the machloket over here. And everybody agrees that the shiraim is not eaten by the kohanim. The machloket is there a kibitza that is put on the mizbayah? Rabbi Shimon says, yes. Tanakama says, no. Now the Gemara is going to analyze this subject. Again, in the context of the Pesukim, so keep your Hamashim open so we can see exactly how the Darash is going to work. Tanya Idach, we have a Braita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Menhat Chote Shel Kohanim Nikmetzet, Vakomets Karev Befne Atzmo, Vashirayim Kiribim Befne Atzmam. Good. Like the Mishnah said, the Kometz is brought separately, and the Shirayim are brought separately. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, HaKometz Karev Be'atzmo, VaShirayim Mitpazirim Al Bet HaDeshen. He says, you don't put the leftovers, sounds like, on the Mizbeach. You put it on a special place called Bet HaDeshen, the place of the ashes. Now, there's two places that have ashes. The Mizbeach has a big pile of ashes in the center of it. And there's outside of Yerushalayim, there's a place called Makom Adishin, that they would bring the things that were Tamen, stuff like that would go outside in Bet Adishin. So we want to know which Bet Adishin was the Bir Azar talking about. So he was Amar Bihaya Barabbah. Haviba, Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan asked a question. Haviba, he was Tameya, he had a question. Bet Adishin de Hecha. The Bet Adishin of where? Idilimahla. Hainu de Abu, idilemata, yishtechad davar shekarev lemata. If it's the Bet Adishin on the Mizbeach, so that's exactly what his father said. Rabbi Shimon's the one that said, the comments goes on the Mizbeach, and the Shiraim go on the Mizbeach. And then the Rabbi Elazar goes, no, the Shiraim goes on the Deshin. The Deshin is the Mizbeach. So you say the same thing as your father. And if you tell me, no, it's not that Deshin, it's the Deshin outside of Yerushalayim, v'chi, we ever bring something on the Deshin? If you tell me you have to be Makhtirit. Haktarah is not done on the Deshin outside of Yerushalayim. So my mother said, what is he talking about? Amar le Rabbi Abba, Dilma le'ibud. Maybe Rabbi Elazar holds, you don't need Haktarah at all. The leftovers, you just get rid of them. We understand until now, you have to be Makhtir on them. Makhtir, it's two places you can be Makhtir. No, only the Mizbeah. You can't be Makhtir on the Bet Adishin outside of Yerushalayim. Ah, no, Rabbi Elazar didn't mean that. Rabbi Elazar meant le'ibud. The Gemara says, Achichu ale. They laughed at him. Who they laughed at? Rabbi Abba when he said that. The rabbis in the yeshiva. Okay, that's explanation. V'chi yishlecha daver shekarev le'ibud. You bring a korban, the chetayla, that chelik of it goes le'ibud. We never saw such a thing. Normally, all the parts are accounted for. This part goes in Mizbeah, this part the coin eats, this one goes in the. You're bringing something to Taila where part of it is just thrown away? That doesn't make sense. Ela has to be Haktara. So, therefore, where are you putting it? Gemara says, Tane Abu Rabbi Abin, father of Rabbi Abin, taught, Kol Minhat Kohen Kalil Tehye Lo Teachil. That's the pasuk. La'achila hekashtia ve'lo ledavar achet. Okay, let's go. Let's go back to that pasuk. That's the pasuk we need to study now. That is where vav ted vav. Vav ted vav. We had that pasuk. Vayikra vav ted vav. V'chol menhat kohen. All the menachot that the kohanim bring. Kalil tiye. What is it, Kalil? They all go on the Mizbayah. No comments. Lo te'achil. Do not eat them. Kalil tiye, lo te'achil. Sounds like it's a little double language over there. So, what was Abu Rabbi Abin saying? Now, what was this pasuk talking about, by the way? The context of this parasha was talking about Minhat Habitin. If you go back a page before, when the Bereshit Moshe Demor, Ze Korban Aharon Ubanav Ashi Yakrivu Beyom Mashah Oto. On the inauguration day, they bring Asrit, Baboker, Mahasito, Ba'ered, and Tukem Mashiach, Tachtav, Yasir Otach HaKolam. Fine. Let's talk about the Habitin. The special Minha that the Kohen brings on his inauguration day, and that the Kohen Gadol brings every day. It's called Minhat Habitin of the Kohen. And what are you doing with it? Kalil Toktar. The whole thing goes like that. Lo Te'achil. So he's doing this like this. Chol. Now it's Chol. Or Vechol. Menachat Kohen Tiyel Lo Te'achil. So it says like this. It says Vechol Menachat Kohen. All of a sudden this Pasuk over here expanded the whole issue. Because till now we're talking about Menachat Habitin in this Perasha. All of a sudden Vechol Menachat Kohen. Oh, now you're adding other Menachot into the picture. So what are you adding it? You're comparing all menachot to habitin. And what are you saying like this? You're saying la'achila hekashtiha. I'm comparing it in the law that it says at the end of the pasuk. Lo ta'achil. As if the pasuk is saying, v'chol menachat kohen, leave the middle, lo ta'achil. Meaning, all other menachot will be similar to the habitin, in the sense that what? Lo ta'achil. We don't eat them. Which is true. Then the Isur of Lot Ta'achil doesn't only apply to Menachat Habitin, V'chol Menachat Kohen. There's a din of what? Lo ta'achir. So the gabe achila, I am comparing kol ha-menachot l'habitin. However, de lo le-davar acher. But I'm not comparing it to the haktara. Which means to say that all menachot normally are just brought on the mizbeach in one shot. But there's going to be certain menachot that we're going to take a kimitzah, like menachat choteh, and the leftovers are also going to be brought on the mizbeach. Which means lo ta'achil applies to all the menachot. However, when it comes to the varacher, which is what? The yaraktara. Menchat habitin, the whole thing goes on the mizbeach in one shot. But menchat choteh, where does the shirayim go? The ibud. This is where he's learning it from. I read again. We're trying to prove Rabbi Azad, the son of Rabbi Shimon, that he said the leftovers of the menchat choteh go the ibud on the bet edition. You know what I mean? Ever see such a thing that goes the ibud? Yeah. Where do you see it from? From this dirash of the father of Nabi Abin. What was his dirash? His dirash was like this. The Torah talks about minhat habitin. Then it says, v'chol minhat kohen, kalil tiye lo ta'achir. So his dirash is like this. Now we're saying, v'chol minhat kohen. All the minahot of the kohen. All the minahot are equal in one sense. Le'inyan lo ta'achir. But they're not equal in every other sense. There's one sense where the menachot are different. All of the menachot are on the mizbeach. But the menachot choteh, the leftovers go in the bet hadeshen.
Only
menachot choteh. How did you know
menachot? How do we know that from this pasuk?
You don't know. But that's the drash. It's coming to minimize something. That's a starting point. Bechol menachot kohen, all menachot are similar to lo ta'achil. But there's certain menachot that are not similar in each other. And what's that? The hadush? Menachat choteh. You don't know from this pasuk yet. So Kavzi Gimorad says, Maika Amar. How is he doing this over here? Which means you're telling me, Menachat choteh doesn't go on the Mizbeah. But the pasuk says, Vechol Menachat Kohen Kalil Tehiyeh. You can't skip the middle of the pasuk there. It's like you're reading it. Vechol Menachat Kohen Lo Te'achir. Yeah, but there's words in between it. Kalil teyeh. Kalil means all goes on the mizbeah. And then you tell me no. Menachat choteh, part of it goes in the bet edition. What did you do over here? So Abaye comes and is going to fix the pasuk for us. Amar Abaye, hachika amar. Kol menachat kohen, lo te'achel chobato. Kalil teyeh nidvato. Bechol menachat kohen, that's already lo ta'achir. Skip the words over there. Read it like this. Bechol menachat kohen lo ta'achir. This is talking about a mincha of a chova. When it comes to chovas, meaning mandatory menachot, we're going to say what? They're equal in the lo ta'achir business, but they're not equal in the haktara business. When it says kalil tiyeh, that's talking about nedava. And the nedava is kalil. That means in the chovot, there's chedukim. Menachat choteh is a chova. Habitin is a chova. So in all the chovot, one thing they're similar. Sada shaveshim in the chovot, lo ta'achir. Mashi'en lo ta'achir, in the eating, you can't eat it. But how you bring it is different. All other chovot goes on the mizbeah. Menachat choteh, which is also chova, that goes in the Bet edition. Oh, but when it comes to nidavot, nidavot kalil, all goes on the mizbeah. So you're slicing the pasuk over here. It's amazing how we do that shit. Let's read the pasuk inside. Vechol menachat kohen, put kalil tiyeh in parentheses. Read it. Vechol menachat kohen, which is nidavot, I'm sorry, which is chovot, lo ta'achir. Yes. In chovot, the similar is lo ta'achir, but not the way you bring it. Okay, now go into the middle of the pasuk. Kalil tiyeh, when it comes to nidavot, oh, all of it go on the mizbeah. You see how we're splitting the pasuk? That means, let's say it like this. There's three parts of the pasuk. There's vechol menachat kohen, there's kalil tiyeh, and there's lo ta'achir. Okay, we call it ABC. So what Abaye is doing is he's connecting A and C, in the pasuk, and B is standing on its own. Right? The Lord Te'achel is connected to the Kol Hat Kohen. He's breaking the pasuk up. And then Kalil Te'elet stand on its own. So the Gemara asks on Abaye Amar Le Rava, Sakina Harifa Mafseka Kira'eh. Wait, you have a sharp knife that just slices through the pasukim over here? I mean, my pasuk has the Kol Minhat Kohen, which sounds like all Minhat Kohen. You're telling me, oh, that's talking about the Chovot. And that's connected to the last part of the pasuk, Otachir. And when it comes to Nedavot, Kalil Tiyeh. Oh, what do you think? A knife and you're just slicing the pasuk apart? So he was, explain to what I meant. Ela Amarabah, Rabah is going to explain it. Kol Minhat Kohen. Kalil tiyeh nitzvato, lo te'achel chovato. Very easy. Read v'chomer hatkon as an introduction. As if the pasuk is saying, Rabotai, now we're going to discuss all the menachot of the Kohen. There's nedavot, and there's chovot. That's like the intro of the pasuk. V'chomer hatkon. Now we're discussing the sugya of kol menachot Kohen. Now, kalil tiyeh. Some of them are kalil tiyeh. Which are those? The nedavot, kalil to all go on the mizbeach, and some of them are not te'achir, but they're not kalil te'yeh. For example, the menachat choteh, some of them will go on the mizbeach, some of them will go on the bet hadeshen. So Rava makes it nice for us. So comes Gemara and says, "Oh, now Gemara asks you a question. Ve'ipuchana. Maybe I'll tell you that kalil te'yeh is going on the Chovah and Lot Te'achil is going on the Nedavah. And maybe I'll tell you that the Milchat Choteh has for the Mizbayah, the whole thing. Who told you Kalil Tiyeh Nedavah, Lot Te'achil is the Chovah? Maybe Ipuch, switch it around. Mr. Bra, Nidbato Havile Liribuye. It's Mr. Bir that we're going to include the Nedavah, that the whole thing goes on the Mizbayah. Meaning, again, which context was this pasuk written by the Habitin? So we're saying now, V'chol Minha, now we're discussing Minachot, Kalil, all on the Mizbeah. Which Minha is more similar to the Habitin that's talking about in this parasha? Okay, what I want to say, the Nidava is more similar to the Habitin. There's similarities between Nidava and Habitin. What's the similarity? I'm going to list now. Shekin, Tidira. Number one, it's very, very common. Habitin you bring every day, and in the Dabar you can bring every day as well. Also, lo hateh, it's not coming for a sin. Habitin is just a mandatory minha, as well as in the Dabar. Number three, besim reheh, it has a good smell. Meaning why? Because it comes with oil and levonah. Because it's not a sin. So therefore, a lot of similarities. So when it says, kalil, when it says Kalil Tehyeh, it has to be Nedavah, because it's more similar to the Habitin that we're talking about.
Which is also Kalil.
Right, sure, that's for sure. But that's for sure it's Kalil. Look at the Pasuk before. Look at the Pasuk before. Chok Olam Nashim Kalil Tuktar. That clearly says by Habitin Kalil Tuktar. The question is, which other Minahot are going to be similar to this Kalil Tuktar? Mustama Nedavah. I'll show you that Minhat Chovah is also similar to Habitin. So Gemara says, Adraba Chovato Avelil Rebuye. Why? Sheken Esaron and Chovah. How much is the Shi'ur of Habitin? Esaron. How much is the Shi'ur of Minhat Choteh? Esaron. Minhat Edana, you can bring as much as you want. Number two, Chovah. Habitin is mandatory. Minhat Choteh is mandatory. So maybe I'll tell you the pasuk that says Kalil is going on a Chovah to tell me that the whole thing has to go on the Mizbeah, just like Habitin. The answer is very simple. Hanach Nefishan. Count them up. Three against two. And therefore, you're going to go with the more similarities. Okay, now we proved Rabbi Azab Rabbi Shimon. That says what? That the leftovers of the Minhat Choteh, although you don't eat it, that's not Tachir, like all the Minahot, but it belongs in the Bet Adeshin, it goes outside. And yes, sometimes we have a mincha that goes to Ibud. And this is the case that it goes to Ibud.
But I continue. The rabbis.
The rabbis.
Hay kol minhat kohen kalil tiye lo te'achen mai avdile.
Because the rabbis hold that minhat chote is like every other mincha. That just like every mincha of the kohen, it's kalil. Everything goes on the mizbeah. There's no kemitzah. Hu adin minhat chote. There's no kemitzah. It goes on the mizbeah.
So what does he do with this pasuk over here? Which means, why did it have to write lo te'achil?
According to the first rabbi to be Elazar, I understand because it's giving me halukim that legabe minhat nedaba they're all the same kalil, but legabe minhat choteh minhat chova they're similar in the lo te'achil, but they're not similar legabe how you bring it. This is brought on the Mizbeah and this is brought off the Mizbeah. Fine, I have an understanding. But according to the rabbis, what's the Lo Te'achil coming to teach us? Basically, according to him, the Pasuk could have just said, Kalil. Because they're all Kalil, bottom line. Every Mincha has the same format. You take it, put on the Mizbeah, no Kemitzah, and finish. What's the Lo Te'achil coming to tell me? I know once I put on the Mizbeah, obviously I'm not eating it. So I don't need that extra words. If you tell me there's two groupings over here, I understand. But if it's all the same, so what do they do with it?
Miv'ele lichde tanya. I need it for the following hadush in the Braita. Eli ela eliona bekalil toktar v'tachtona belo te'achel minayin liten et ta'amur shel ze baze v'ta'amur shel ze baze. Mudomar kalil kalil gezeral shava neemar kan kalil beneemar lealan kalil ma lealan bekalil toktar af kan bekalil toktar uma kan litenu ta'asa lechilato af lealan litenu ta'asa lechilato.
Very simple. We have Ediona, we have Tachtona. Ediona is the earlier parasha and Tachtona is the later parasha. In this parasha, v'chol minhat kohen kalil tiyeh lo te'achil, that's the tachtona, that's the second pasuk. What's above it? Minhat habitin. Good? So we have elyona and we have tachtona.
So Gemara says like this. Ein li ela elyona bekalil toktar. Well, it says clearly in pasuk tedvav, chok olam la'ashem kalil toktar.
So I know by habitin for sure, it's got to go on the mizbaya. The whole minhat habitin goes on the mizbaya.
Tachtona belo te'achil.
And I know by the all the other minachot, it says lav, lo te'achil. So I got two items working over. I got the kalil toktar by habitin, and I got the lo te'achil by every other minha.
Now, minayin liten et ta'amur shel ze baze, ve ta'amur shel ze baze, which means,
how do I know that the lo te'achil applies to habitin, and how do I know the Kalil Toktar that's written by Habitin applies to all the other Menachot? I want to transfer information. What's written by the Tachtona, I want to write by the Aliona. What's written by the Aliona, I want to apply to the Tachtona.
So I say, I'll tell you why. Tabunabar Kalil Kalil.
The Gezerah Shava.
It says Kalil in Pasuk Tedvav. And it says Kalil also in Pasuk Tedzayim.
Kalil Kalil. That makes the Gezerah Shavah between the two items.
To tell me what? Ma le'alan bekalil toktar afkan bekalil taktar u'ma kan liten lo ta'asa lechilato af le'alan liten lo ta'asa lechilato.
That just like b'habitin it says it has to go on the Mizbeah, so too by all others have to go on the Mizbeah. And just like by habitin, just like by all other minachot, it says lo ta'achil is yisu lav, so too by habitin is yisu lav of lo ta'achil. So I need the kalil to make a Gezerah Shavah between the two parashiyot to connect all the halachot to each other.
What do you mean to say?
That's my other menachot. The law is lo te'achil. The law is telling me get a lav.
Get a lav.
Get a lav. Doesn't tell me get a lav. But how do I know by habitin you get a lav? Doesn't say by habitin you get a lav of lo te'achil. So kalil kalil liten lemata lemala umash katuv lemala kalil toktar applies lemata.
What do you need lemala lemata for? It says kalil tehiyeh.
Kalil Tehiyeh doesn't, is not Kalil Toktar.
This means that, maybe it would mean that you throw half it on.
Yeah.
Kalil what? Kalil toktar is on the Mizbeah. Exactly. I'm going to go either way. Kalil tiye. All of it what? Kalil toktar. I don't know toktar. Kalil kalil.
Everything goes in the...
Everything goes on Mizbeah. There's no kimitsa, no nothing. No, everything goes on Mizbeah.
From
halitin
to regular.
Correct. Correct. Okay, beautiful.
There are three opinions.
So we basically have three opinions over here. Hachamim hold, everything goes on the Mizbeah. And Rabbi Shimon hold, Kimitza goes on the Mizbeah separately, and then the Shirayim goes on the Mizbeah separately. Rabbi Azab, Rabbi Shimon says, Kimitza goes on the Mizbeah, Shirayim goes into the Metadeshin. And every rabbi has a Pesukim. Everything is accounted for.
Gemara Ba'er Ravina.
Interesting question.
Kohen she'achal et ha'emurim. Mahu.
He ate the stuff that belongs on the Mizbeah. Now, we just learned over it says lo ta'achil.
Lo ta'achil.
That's by minha. Which means the stuff that's supposed to go on the Mizbeah, there's a lav by minahot, lo ta'achil. I want to use that lav also the gabe korbanot. The stuff that's supposed to go on the Mizbeah, the meat that belongs on the Mizbeah, that's called emurim. Let's say the Kohen ate the emurim. Is he also over lo ta'achil? Or maybe that was a minha item. Lo ta'achil is in the context of minahot. How do I know the Kohen he ate the emurim of the korban? Is he over anything?
Any korban? Ba'e ravina. Kohen she'achal emurim. Ma'u. Gemara says lav dezarut lo mebayali.
Which means for sure he's over the lav of zarut.
The pasuk says, "V'chol zar lo yochal kodesh."
A zar is a stranger. Now, legabe these emurim, the queen's a stranger. He's not even in Israel, by the way. So for sure, he's over v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh.
What's my question? Ki kamebayali lav de kalil tihye.
Meaning the lav of lo ta'achel, kalil tihye lo ta'achel,
mai.
What's the deen? Maybe it was only said by Menachot, where it was written. Or do I say, no, lo ta'achel is a general laugh by all the subjects, yes?
Amar of Aharon. Leravina. Hashema. Netanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Kol shehu bekalil tehye,
which means anything that's subject to kalil tehye, whether it's a mincha or whether it's a korban,
liten lo ta'aseh achilato.
The lo ta'aseh applies. So therefore, it's not only minachot. Any item that belongs on the mizbeah, kalil means the whole of this item belongs on the mizbeah. In this case of the korbanot, it's the pieces of meat of the emuri, if you eat it, you'll be over. So that's the answer to the question. Indeed, you are over.
It's
a pasuk.
Well, he's explaining the pasuk, actually. It's not beferush, he's explaining the pasuk.
Anything that has to be muktar, yesh lav shel lo ta'achel.
If you say it makes sense, yes, it makes sense. But you can't give a guy malkut on a sevara. You need a pasuk. So therefore, well actually it's a question if you give Malkut on a Sevara. But here clearly you have a pasuk, which is a lot ta'aseh, it's a lav. How do you warn the guy in a Sevara? In a pasuk, you tell him, you'll be all there on lot ta'achel. That's a whole subject in itself, but yes, it's logical and the pasuk is saying it. Next Mishnah.
Okay, let's review. Komis goes on the Mizbeah. Shiraim is eaten by the Kohanim. That's the general rule?
Okay.
And then we said there's some minachot that just go totally on the Mizbeah. That's minhat Kohen. The minachot of the Kohen generally go all on the Mizbeah. How do you get it on the Mizbeah? That's another question. Komets, and then Shiraim. But at the end of the day, it all ends up, according to Moshe, taught all on the Mizbeah.
Mishnah. Minhat Kohanim. Okay, whether it's Nedavah. You can know that in a davar, or whether it's minhat chote, which is a hayuv, or minhat kohen mashiach. That's the korban that the kohen gadol brings every day. We call that minhat habitin. He brings hefer in the morning and hefer in the afternoon. Or minhat nesachim.
That's the regular mincha nesachim that comes with a korban. You bring a korban, it comes with a mincha. Or a person donated the mincha for that matter. A kohen. All this to my kohanim now. La mizbeah. All of it goes to the mizbeah. Ve'en behem la kohanim. Kohanim do not get a piece of this. And at least in this case over here, the power of the Mizbeah is stronger than the power of the Kohanim. The Gemara is going to explain, what were you trying to tell me about that? But that's what it's saying. In this case, the Mizbeah trumps the power of the Kohanim. That's the Korban on which holiday? Shavuot. That's the 12 showbread. Nechalim the Kohanim. Ve'en behem la Mizbeah. That's the reverse case. All the Kohanim get that, and the Mizbeah gets nothing. In this case over here, the Kohanim trumped the Mizbeah. That was exactly why the Mishnah has to use that line. Gemara. So you told me basically, these are all the Menachot that go on the Mizbeah Kalil. What did we list? Menachat Kohanim, which is Menachat Chote, Menachat Kohen Mashiach, Menachat Nesachim. So the Gemara says, "Vetuleka," but there's not nothing else. Laika, Ola. That's not a minha. Okay, Ola. Well, you tell me these are the only items that go all on the Mizbeah. Well, by the way, Korban Ola also goes on the Mizbeah. The whole thing. There's nothing that the Kohanim don't eat from the Ola. Ika Ola la Kohanim. No, the Kohanim gets something from it. They get the skin, the hides. So we're talking about a case where nothing goes to the Kohanim. Va'ika olata'of. Olata'of, they don't get, there's no hide over there. Right? The whole thing, with the hide, with the skin goes on the Mizbeah. Ika mur'ah v'notza. You have the innards, the mur'ah and the feathers that go to the Bet Addition. So you can't say that the whole bird goes on the Mizbeah. Because part of the bird goes into the Bet HaDish. We're talking about where the Mizbeah gets 100% net. Ve'ika Nesachim. Nesachim goes on the Mizbeah, the wine. Why don't you say Nesachim? That's an item that the Mizbeah benefits totally. Le'shitin azle. They go into the pipes, called the Shitin. And what happens? They go all the way down underneath the ground, and that's not considered going on the Mizbeah. Meaning they didn't pour the wine on the Mizbeah. They poured the wine in those pipes on the side of the Mizbeah and they go all the way down underneath the ground. So they pour, that's not, that doesn't belong in our Mishnah. We're talking about where the Mizbeah gets everything. Huh? Mincha. The Mincha that comes with the Nesachim. Not the Nesachim. The Gemara says, Umay Bazu. What did it mean when you said in the Mishnah that in this case the Mizbeah is stronger than the Kohanim? Yafek Koach Mizbeah Mikoach HaKohanim. What did you mean when you said that? So when it says La'apuke Midishmuel Da'amah Shemuel Amitnadev Yayin. Guys, I'm bringing wine without a korban. Wine to the bedroom. Mevi'o Umzalefo Al Gabe Ishin. There the Kohen sprinkles it on the fire itself. You don't put it in the shittin, in the pipes. So therefore, Yayin, according to Shemuel, is Kalil. Therefore, it should have been written in the Mishnah. Kamash ma'lan, de l'shittin azle. And that's what our Mishnah is saying. In this case, Yafek Koach HaMizbeah, Mikoach HaKohanim, that what? That it's coming to exclude in these cases Yafek Koach HaMizbeah because these items go on the Mizbeah as opposed to the Yayin does not go on the Mizbeah. That goes into the Shittin. The Shittin is excluding the Yayin. In these cases Yafek Koach HaMizbeah. La'apuke Yayin shelo Yafek Koach HaMizbeah. La'apuke Shemuel.
Any
no. When you bring wine alone, Shemuel said you pour it on the Mizbeah. Where we hold, nothing. It goes in the Shittin. So therefore, according to Shemuel, the Mishnah could have said Yayin. Because Yayin also goes on the Mizbeah. So that's what we said. In these cases, Yafek Koach HaMizbeah. But in the case of Yayin alone, lo Yafek Koach HaMizbeah. Because it's not going on the Mizbeah, it's going in the Shittin. You don't count that. That's why the Mishnah said that line to exclude Yayin. In these cases, you have to Kohach HaMizbeach, Mekohach HaKohen. Shemuel is like... I'll argue on the Mishnah. Because our Mishnah doesn't say wine. But Shemuel will, oh no, wine also goes on the Mizbeach alone. He said, no, doesn't. In these cases...
So
our Mishnah says, in these cases that we listed, you have to Kohach HaMizbeach. But in the wine alone, and you have to Kohach HaMizbeach, because it goes on the Shittim. Now we have to bring a proof for Shemuel. Damar Shemuel, hametnadev shemen chomso v'shirav ne'echalim. Another item. What does Shemuel say? Guy donated shemen alone. So it says chomso. Make the comments on the shemen. V'shirav ne'echalim, and you do not put the shemen. Oh, so in that case, Shemuel is going like the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a proof to Shemuel. Because what did the Mishnah say? In these cases, the Mizbeah benefits. Mashma, there's another case where the Mizbeah doesn't. What's that case? When you bring oil. When you bring oil, it only gets a comments of it, and the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. So, Ligabe Shemin, that line in the Mishnah is a Ra'ayah for Shemuel. But Ligabe Yayin, that line in the Mishnah is against Shemuel. Od pa'am. The Mishnah lists all the things that the Mizbeah gets totally 100%. Then what does it say? Ubazeh yafek koha Mizbeah. Ubazeh yafek koha. Mazu bazeh yafek koha Mizbeah. Ah, la'apuke Yayin. Because in Yayin, they lo yafek koha. Because it goes in the Shittim. That's against Shemuel. Shemuel says it goes in the Mizbeah. However, that line is congruent with Shemuel's other statement that says that the oil does not go totally on the Mizbeah. So, but the oil, no, because some of it goes on the Mizbeah, the Kohen, and the rest of it is eaten by the Kohanim. So, the Gebe oil, that statement fits in. It's a proof for Shemuel, which means that line, in one sense, it's against Shemuel, the Gebe Yain, and in one sense, it's a proof for Shemuel, the Gebe Shemin.
They eat
it doesn't go on the Mizbeah because they eat it. Oh, so that's Mishnah is good. Ubezeh, only these kids, not Shemin. Okay? Shtei alechem v'lechem apanim. So we said there's certain items that are totally to the Kohanim. Shtei alechem and lechem apanim. V'tu leka. V'aika hatat ha'of. Okay, all to the Kohen. We know that hatat ha'of goes to the Kohen. Ika dama. Not everything. The blood goes on the Mizbeah. They sprinkle it. Okay. Va'ika log shemen shel mitzorah. The mitzorah, he brings a log of oil. Yeah, but we know that. That's not going to be 100% because you have to sprinkle it. You know what I mean? Ika matinotav. You have to sprinkle some of the oil in the Beit HaMikdash. And the leftovers after the sprinkling he gets. So it's not totally his. There's the matanot. What was the happen, Amina? Umay bazu. Now you have to know what this last part of the Mishnah said. That in these cases, yafek koach hakohanim mikoach hamizbeach. In what sense? Lapuke miman da'amar shtealechem ba'ot b'fnei atzman lesrefa atyan. Kamash ma'alan tebazu yafek koach kohanim le'olam. We had a shita that said earlier, shtealechem ba'ot b'fnei atzman. Let's say you didn't bring the shtealechem connected to a korban. The shtealechem come with a korban. You have kifseh said it with the shtealechem. Let's say you brought the shtealechem b'fnei atzman. So it says l'srefa atyan. Then the kohen does not eat them. You burn it. That's one shita. So our Mishnah says kamash malan debezo, that even in the shtealechem that we mentioned yafek koach hakohanim le'olam. Even if it was brought alone, the kohanim eat them. So the Mishnah is saying, "Ubazei yafek koach hakohanim tekamitami in all situations of the lechem, shtei lechem." Not like the opinion that says that if they brought alone, they burnt. No, we all that if they brought alone, the kohanim eat them as well. Ubazei yafek koach hakohanim, even in any way the lechem apanim was, the shtei lechem was brought.
Is that a question?
Huh?
The
sefa
is a question.
Not a question. It's another shita. One shita holds that if you bring it alone, it's the Srefa. Our Mishnah doesn't agree with that. Okay, Baruch Anu Adonai. Amen.